Somebody asked me the other day, we was talking about old age, and I said, well, you know, when I was younger, when I sit down to eat breakfast, I was wondering what I was going to eat for dinner. And when I eat dinner, I was wondering what I was going to eat for supper. Now when I get up in the morning, I wonder how long it's going to be before I get to go back to bed. So, sometimes it's a huge difference, but the Lord's been good, hasn't he? Beginning in verse number 15, the Apostle Paul writes, we who are Jews by nature and not sinners of the Gentiles, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. But if while we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves are also found sinners, is therefore Christ the minister of sin? God forbid. For if I build again the things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. For I through the law am dead to the law, that I might live unto God. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness cometh by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. Heavenly Father, thank you tonight that we have this opportunity, we can come and assemble, that we can love and worship you this evening. Lord, tonight as we look into your word, we pray that you will teach us a great deal about what you did for us through Jesus Christ our Lord. And for all that's done tonight, we want to lift him up and glorify him. For it is him tonight we have forgiveness of our sins. We have tonight transformation and change of our lives. We have the eternal hope of glory. And we thank you for that this evening. In his wonderful name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, actually tonight, Paul dealing here, and I think verse number 21 is a summary of maybe the first two chapters of the book of Galatians, and I suppose maybe the key verse to the entire book of Galatians tonight, where Paul talks about not frustrating the grace of God. Tonight, a man can be saved only one way. And Paul here contrasts the two ways that people are attempting to be saved in the time in which he lived. And I think tonight those same two ways are here with us tonight. That is justification by law or works, or justification tonight by faith and in Jesus Christ through the grace of God. Justification. What is justification tonight? Martin Luther called this the greatest and chiefest doctrine of Christianity. And until we come to an understanding of justification tonight, none of the other real doctrines are going to affect us. We can believe in the infallibility of the Scripture. We can believe in many other things tonight. But until we really understand the justification of the human soul tonight, then we really tonight are not understanding and have no real concept of Christianity. Paul says in verse 15, we who are Jews by nature and not sinners of the Gentiles. And then he makes a very clear statement. He said, knowing. I like that word, knowing. You know, we need to know some things. We need to know some things. Some people think they know. Some people are 90% sure they know. Well, I want to tell you tonight, I like to know things for certain tonight. I've told you about Brother Brown and Brother Mac Phillips and the funeral, but I'll tell you again. I don't even remember the name of the cemetery, one of those way out far cemeteries, and we had a funeral, and we were going to the cemetery, and Brother Mac was going to drive, as he always wanted to, and Brother Brown says, "You know where the cemetery, oh yeah, I know where it's at." And Warren Pickle said, "Brother Mac, you know, oh, I know where the cemetery's at." So here we're going. And I'm sitting in the back seat. We're going on up there, and a little while I said, "Brother Mac, you know where the cemetery is?" "Yeah." I said, "Well, why did the rest of them turn off back yonder?" He just thought he knew. I want to tell you tonight, Paul says knowing. We tonight need to know. And Paul says, we who are the Jews, we know something. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law. Jews or Gentiles tonight, it doesn't make any difference. Black, white, red, purple, green, whatever. Doesn't really make any difference tonight. No one is justified by the works of the law. Paul said, we know this. This is something the Jewish people know. But how are they justified? By faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ that we might be justified by the faith of Christ and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. Justification. It really means simply being made right with God. We are made right with God. We are justified. If you sometimes read in the newspaper, there will be a prisoner who is on death row and he is scheduled for execution. And sometimes the Supreme Court or some other court will issue a reprieve or a stay of execution while they can go through another set of appeals, while they can look at more facts. They're not saying the prisoner is innocent. They're not saying we're setting him free. We're just going to give him a stay of execution. I'll reprieve for a little while, and then he can be punished later. With God, that's not the way that it works. God doesn't give us a reprieve tonight. He justifies us and sets us free tonight and declares us tonight free from sin through Jesus Christ. That's what justification is. And the only way a man can be made right with God is tonight through faith and by grace. It's the grace of God that sent Jesus Christ to become our Savior. And tonight, the faith that we put into the Lord Jesus Christ because we have heard the Word of God and the Holy Spirit has taken that Word and put it into our hearts. And then by that message that we receive tonight, we're justified and made right with God. No other way. Yet in Paul's day, they were attempting to keep the law. They were attempting to circumcise children. They were attempting to do many other things and wanting to add it to the grace of God and the faith of Jesus. And Paul says, God forbid. You can't do that. There's no way tonight that a man can be justified by the works of the law, by the works of the flesh, by the works of our hands. Recently, I read about a pastor over in Atlanta, Georgia, by the name of Andy Stanley. His daddy is Charles Stanley, and he pastors the First Baptist Church in Atlanta, Georgia, and Andy is his son, and he pastors a church, I think, called Northport in Atlanta, one of the largest congregations, they say, in the United States. And he wrote an article not long ago called Rebranding the Church. And he said that the days of the choirs and steeples and suits were outdated, and they turned people off and they wouldn't come to church because of that. And he went on to talk about how outdated the church was and how that he was going to do everything he could to figure out how to reinstitute the church. I thought, boy, you're about 2,000 years too late. Jesus has already reinstituted the church tonight. But during this time, he was talking a lot about social issues. And one of the comments someone made was this, and I want you to listen carefully, because this shows you the mentality and what's taking place in many of our mainstream, even mainstream churches of the night. This individual wrote, "You're making an awful big generalization that I'm not sure is an accurate description of any church that I know. Have you seen what the names of church has done for the poor? I'm familiar with many churches who have learned and are trying to do something similar. The church where I pastor gives at least $200,000 per year to needy families. It's not a giveaway. We require verification of their needs, and then we tailor a financial training program for them. Many have gone from severe poverty to amazing financial blessings. We help provide jobs. We repair and give away cars. We support feeding centers for children. And I'm not sure where your disgruntlement comes from, but certainly isn't from any of the churches in my neck of the woods." Now listen to me carefully. I'm not tonight against tonight trying to help needy families. But here we have a church that's giving $200,000 a year, quite a large sum of money. And then they're training them in their financial training programs. They're finding them jobs. They're giving them cars. They're doing job counseling and so many other things tonight, feeding needy children. Not against any of that, don't misunderstand me. But we see no mention, absolutely no mention, of the greatest need that any of these individuals has, and that's to be justified before God. And when we stand before God, I do not believe tonight He's going to ask us anything other than this very simple question tonight. What did you do with my son? That's the question that has to come in our lives. Were you born again by the grace of God and the faith of Jesus Christ? Were you washed in the blood of the Lamb? That's the main message of the church tonight. Doesn't matter tonight, and I'm not hung up on a lot of things. I still believe in certain traditional things. You know, I think I like our steeple. I'm going to be fair with you. I even like the choir. I kind of like my suit sometimes. You know? But he's not even going to ask me that. The main thing tonight, are we providing and letting people know they can't be justified because they give to the poor and because they provided some job training, because they fed needy children? But are you justified through Jesus Christ? That's the question that has to be answered. There's but one way to heaven. And you have to be right with God. And to be right with God, you have to come through Jesus Christ. He said in verse 20, "I am crucified with Christ." Now this is a hard verse in some ways to understand, because when we read that verse, we know that Christ was crucified several years prior to this. Several years prior to this was when Jesus was crucified upon the cross. So how can Paul say, "I am crucified with Christ"? Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. You see, somebody had to die for us to be justified, and that was Jesus. And we died in Jesus tonight. He bore our sins in his body on the tree. The crucifixion should have been for me and for you, but Jesus paid it all. Jesus was nailed to the cross. And when Jesus was nailed to the cross and I put my faith in him, then I'm nailed to the cross. I'm crucified with Christ. I'm dead to the law. The law has no more control over me. That's why Paul could say in the book of Romans, there is therefore no more condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. I'm in Christ Jesus tonight. I live in the flesh, the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Jesus loved us and gave himself for us, and I'm in him. And then you turn the thing around tonight, and Paul said, the life I now live, I'm living because Christ liveth in me. Amen. I'm in Jesus, and Jesus is in me. Yeah. See, that's the way you're justified. Little boy went to the doctor. Pediatrician came in to examine him, and he looked in his ear and he said, am I going to find Barney in your ear? He said, no. He said, open your mouth. He said, right now find Barney in your throat. He said, no, Barney's on my underpants. Jesus is in my heart. Jesus is in our heart tonight. You see tonight, Paul simply sums it up with these words. I do not frustrate the grace of God. For if righteousness came by the law, if there was any other way that a man could have been justified before God, any other way. Now think about it. Any other way that a man could stand before God justified, righteous, and fit to enter heaven tonight. Then the last little phrase, then Christ is dead in vain. If man could be justified and go to heaven any other way, then Calvary's a bloodstained tragedy and failure tonight. It needn't never been. It wouldn't have had to come to pass. Jesus wouldn't have had to go to the cross. Paul said he died in vain, but we know that he didn't. Because tonight the only way we can go to heaven is through Jesus Christ and him crucified. We live in a day and time when much of the same things that Paul was battling in his day is still going on today. My job tonight is not to do anything more and anything less than preach Jesus Christ and him crucified. And he'll transform lives and save souls and do in people's heart what needs to be done. And I believe then all this other falls into place. And it's not whether I wear a suit, have a steeple on the building, and have a choir behind me singing. But it's simply tonight, the message of the gospel through the power of the Holy Spirit tonight. That's all we need. All right, if you'll stand together with me, Brother Bruce Buenbarber, come. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time we're together. We ask you to take this very simple message, that you might use it tonight for the glory and honor of him who loved us and gave himself for us, and for all that you do. We'll praise you in the name of Jesus. Amen.